You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Past three on a Thursday, a sunny Thursday and a windy one here in Eastern Iowa. Happy NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament. Happy NCAA Wrestling Championships to you out there. Scott Unash from our studios. Ben sitting in for our buttons on the other side of the glass once again here today. Mark Dukes to join us coming up here in just a couple of moments. 319-366-1600. That is a text line available to you. Again, 319-366-1600, also available to you, the phone line, same numbers, 319-366-1600. Kevin Lehman's going to join us for Off the Glass, and we will take a look at the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament that will get started here in just a little while as the first four going off. Of course, we will have our show from 3 until 4. Todd and Alex will be on abbreviated today from 4 until 5. And then we'll get you out to Westwood One's coverage of the first four, the Drake-Wichita State game, set to get underway at 5:30. If you've followed Westwood One over the years, they do an outstanding job as far as going from one game to another, as far as keeping everybody abreast of all of the news, the best games going on, et cetera, et cetera. And, boy, looking forward to their coverage. Getting started, coming up a little bit later on right here on KGYM. That'll be on all of our frequencies starting at 5 o'clock coming up this evening. Thanks for listening. 1600 AM, 102.3 FM Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, your KGYM mobile app, and your smart speaker as well. We'll reveal our brackets. Kevin will reveal his brackets. We'll get your thoughts out there. Who's going to win March Madness, which goes into April, obviously, as far as 2021 is concerned. Get you updated on what's happening in St. Louis with the wrestling. Zach with a good day at PGA National as well in the first round of the Honda. All that and more, including a Bowling Night in America wrap-up from Wednesday night. T-minus 5 weeks and counting in the 2021 bowling season. Mark Dukes joining us today once again on the back porch. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, my friend. You just have to love mid-March, don't you?
It's great. Best time of the year. Best time of the year. We'll see. We'll see. And we got a new coach as far as the Iowa State Cyclones are concerned, officially now.
Yeah, T.J. Otzelberger introduced as the new Iowa State men's basketball coach, and we kind of gave our opinions on the hire yesterday, and I don't think they've changed much, but it is official.
It is official, yeah, and they welcome him into the fold, and yeah, we'll see how it all plays out. And like you said, we've been talking about it for the last 48 hours. It's been rumored, and he was the leading candidate, maybe the only candidate, I don't know, as far as Jamie Pollard is concerned, but he got his man this time, and we will see how that all plays out. Once again, as far as the Iowa State men's basketball team is concerned, there's no nowhere to go but up, I think, though, right now in this situation, in this equation. Right, Mark?
Well, yeah, when you're 0-4 in the Big 12, that's pretty much rock bottom, and we debated whether Otzelberger is better than Steve Prohm. And I think our conclusion is we're not going to know for a few years. Maybe a couple, maybe four or five. I don't know.
We'll start to see some things come down the line. I believe that is the case. 319-366-1600. That is the text line, phone line available to you as well. Let's get to wrestling. As the Division I Wrestling Championship starting today at the Enterprise Center in St. Louis, as that got started at 10 o'clock this morning down there. And already on the text line, 8699 asking, any chance you guys have easier access to the team standings looking for how things are going right now? I'm kind of with him. There's not a real good situation here. to try to find things. But we can tell you this, after the first session, Iowa was a perfect 10-0 mark. Hawkeyes with a slim 2-point lead early on, and it is early. There are the Nittanies right there. Iowa 19 points, Penn State with 17 points.
Yeah, that's the team score right now. The next session will start at 5 o'clock. You mentioned Iowa going perfect in the first round, but it wasn't easy. Max Murin, who didn't win a match in the Big Ten championships, got in as an at-large and won his first-round match 8-7, and that was big. And he's got a rematch with Lovett from Nebraska tonight in the round of 16. And perhaps the most exciting match, at least for the Hawkeyes, was that of Jacob Warner, who got headlocked in the first few seconds of of his match and gave up 6 points. I thought he was pinned, but he worked his way off his back, came back, got a late takedown and a second stalling call on his opponent to force sudden victory. And then Warner got a takedown to win it 9-7. So that was huge. Spencer Lee, one of several technical falls for the Hawkeyes, spent all of 93 seconds on the match to pile up 17 points. And you and I with a pretty good round. It was 5-1, but it did also lose a wrestler due to a medical forfeit. But 5-1 in the first round for the Panthers, very, very good.
Yeah, and by the way, track wrestling is probably the best place on the text line, 8699. And, yeah, Ironside thought he was pinned, too. Yeah, yes, yes, he did. Team scores look like this. Iowa in first place, 19 points. Penn State second with 17. Missouri in third with 14, followed by Arizona and North Carolina State tied for fourth. Oklahoma State is sixth. Michigan is seventh with 12 points. Nebraska, 11.5 points. They are in eighth. Minnesota, that Gable Stevenson. And you and I are tied for 10th with 8 points. Other teams of interest, Northwestern, 12th. Ohio State is 15th right now. Michigan State is 19th along with Purdue and Wisconsin. Rutgers at 27th. Illinois and Indiana and Iowa State all tied for 29. 3 points for the Cyclones in the first round. Wasn't the greatest round for Iowa State. Coming out of the chute, as far as things are concerned. And mentioned Lee was a big winner. Most of the folks that you did not mention earlier on, Mark, won pretty comfortably today for Iowa.
Yeah, there were several technical falls on the part of the Hawkeyes, DeSanto and Jaden Ironman included right off the chute. Marinelli later and Kemmerer as well with big wins. Cassiope with a comfortable victory at heavyweight. So about as you would want or expect out of the Iowa Hawkeyes in the first round. But as you mentioned, Penn State right there as well.
Yeah, Penn State had a very good round, and you cannot count out the Nittany Lions. No doubt about that. And boy, you talked about those two matches. Those could have been backbreakers early on for Iowa. Nelson Brands did not have an easy go of it in his first rounder as well. He got caught in his back very slightly, got out of it very quickly, and won, I believe it was 8-6 in a decision. But he goes into the round of 16 coming up tonight as well down in St. Louis. But it's every bout is a puzzle piece in this thing. And if Iowa would have lost two right out of the chute, you don't want to say it would have been the end of the road, but boy, that would not have helped the Hawkeyes.
Now, that backside of the bracket, especially if you lose in the first round, you've got an opportunity to come all the way back, but it's such a long road to try to get on the podium, much less finish third. But Murin and Warner and Brands, those were important victories. And this is a big round coming up tonight. We know Iowa has the Hammers, the four top seeds, and a few others in the top three, four, five. So you want to get as many into the next round as possible. And again, I think this is a big round.
Yeah. Yeah, and things start to escalate as far as points are concerned, and you got to think about bonus points as well for tech falls, for pins, what have you. Then you get into early, through Friday is where you make your hay. And you got to get guys into Saturday. That's the big thing. And Friday, but to get to Friday, you got to do well on Thursday. It's a progression, if you will. And that's what Iowa is facing right now. So far, so good for the Hawkeyes as far as the NCAA wrestling championships are concerned. 319-366-1600 if you would like to talk about the NCAA wrestling championships. Of course, Kevin Lehman's going to join us in about 9 minutes or so, and we will discuss the NCAA men's basketball tournament, which, of course, gets underway a little bit later on. We will reveal our final four picks at that time. You can laugh. You can do whatever you would like to do. And by the way, you still have time through 11 o'clock tomorrow morning Central Time to get into the KGYM Bracket Challenge presented by Imon Communications. And your shot to win $500 is out there and up for grabs. Go to KGYMradio.com. You'll find the link to join our Bracket Challenge group with the password HOOPS. And you'll have all the information right there. And thanks to Imon Communications for helping us out. With that, here on KGYM, Mark and I, Buttons, Ben, you're not eligible as well, but you don't fill out a bracket, so you took the easy way out of there. Ben will get all his right. Let's just say that.
Well, folks are going to get a chuckle out of a couple of my picks, I'll tell you that.
Really? Don't divulge yet. Don't divulge yet.
Okay.
Yeah. Perhaps I should not have done it after bowling last night. I don't know. But maybe it gave me a little bit more insight into things. Perhaps it wasn't foggy. It was just, you know, everything was clearing off of all of the courts and divine intervention may take place. We'll see. 319-366-1600.
Never fill out a bracket after a night, a bowling night in America.
I did, so we'll see. We'll see. Okay. Zach Johnson today on the golf course down at one of the tougher venues on the PGA Tour, PGA National, home of the Bear Trap, which will take a drink every time you hear that on NBC this weekend. just a little foreshadowing right there. But a good day for Zach on a tough day out there.
Yes, sir. He had an early tee time, and that was to his benefit because this afternoon the winds have kicked up 20, 25 miles an hour. Zach with a 3-under par 67 to open the Honda Classic, and he's currently tied for sixth place. Not too difficult for a guy named Matt Jones, who we haven't heard much about for a long, long time. 9 birdies, 9 pars in a round of 61 for Matt Jones.
Hmm. Yeah, not bad. That's pretty
not bad.
That's pretty good golf.
Really good golf. And he has a 3-stroke lead right now over Aaron Wise and Russell Henley, both in the clubhouse with 64s.
Yeah, and it's Honda is at a different spot as far as the schedule is concerned. In the past, it has always been ahead of the players, and it usually with this type of course, very tough course, it usually gets a really stellar field. Did not get as big a field this year, or as not as many of the top 10s, top 25s in the world are there. Then Koepka's brother is playing, though.
Chase Koepka is playing. Brooks Koepka is out with injury. You don't have your Dustin Johnsons, your Justin Thomas's, Colin Morikawa's in this field. It's a full field, but it does not include many of the top players in the game.
Yeah, next time they're going to meet up, you may get a couple of them in Texas the next couple of weeks, but everyone is getting ready for Augusta coming up. By the way, speaking of getting ready in golf, proud to say that, again, this year we will have Caddy Smack for you here on KGYM. starting off on Wednesday, April the 7th. Mark that down, Mark. Wednesday, April 7th.
Got it.
With our friend Brian Haas from Blue Top Ridge down at Riverside. So
yeah, many of the courses opening. I know St. Andrews, our friends out there, are open for walking right now. Twin Pines, one of the public courses in Cedar Rapids, going to open tomorrow. That's good stuff.
And let's see, Amana opening on the weekend, I believe. I got that email today. Brown Deer, I think, might be the same situation. Call your favorite course out there, but weekend looks good. Sunday looks really good, as a matter of fact. And does St. Andrews really ever close, though?
Well, they have the simulators, and I know they're busy with leagues and whatnot and that. It's been a great setup out there for our friends at St. Andrews, and it doesn't seem like it ever does, but of course it was because there was snow.
Oh, sure.
Snow, but things are coming around, and that's it's good to see.
It is. Very good to see out there. 319-366-1600. Kevin Lehman going to join us coming up in just a little bit. And as we mentioned, we've got the NCAA men's basketball tournament starting this evening for you. And that will get underway at 5 o'clock. So Todd and Alex will go 1 hour. Super edition of 120 minutes of fun into 60 minutes today for them. And then all four of our frequencies will have NCAA basketball for you. We'll start at 11 o'clock tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday here on KGYM. Just to let you know, Friday and Monday, 107.5 FM, the Jim OT will have its regular programming through 3 o'clock. The Iowa State women will have that game for you coming up on Monday as well for you. That game will be on 107.5 FM coming up on Monday as Iowa State will get into action against Michigan State on the women's side. If Iowa State wins, they will move on to a Wednesday game. Of course, Iowa men will play on Saturday night. And if they win, they will play then on Monday. So a lot of ifs. And we could have Iowa basketball and Iowa wrestling going on at the same time. So make your plans early for that.
Yes, indeed. And the tournament starts on the men's side in about 50 minutes with Texas Southern and Mount St. Mary's going at it. You mentioned that Drake-Wichita State game tipping off right about 5:30. That is the subject of our poll question today at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement in Iowa City, thanks to Steven Anderson and his team there. Which team advances to take on Southern California? Will it be Drake or Wichita State? Very interesting question. I think the last time I looked, Drake was favored by a bucket. I think a terrific matchup there. I think also the late night game, Scott, Michigan State and UCLA.
Going to be fun.
I'm looking forward to that as well.
Going to be fun. Yeah, that's going to be a UCLA not real good down the stretch. Michigan State got good down the stretch, played a lot better. And, yeah, we're going to see how that will play out. And those games get started, as you mentioned, at 4:10. And not too far in the distant future. It'll be good to see a basketball thrown in the air between two centers coming up at 4:10 as the NCAA men's basketball tournament will be back.
By the way, in these first four, you don't get any points for picking the correct team. Why don't you get a half a point? If these teams are, quote-unquote, in the field of 68, let's pick those games. Let's get a half a point before we move into the first round.
Maybe,
how about it?
Maybe next year.
Okay.
How about that? Maybe next year. We'll work on that with the folks in the national office and see what we come up with. Hey, before we get to a break, Mitchell Trubisky no longer a member of the Chicago Bears, Mark. Your thoughts?
Well, we knew that would be the case, and I think, you know, I mentioned yesterday when we found out Andy Dalton was headed for the Bears, and he had a news conference today, and said the Bears said he was going to be the number one quarterback, and I'm not over the moon about it, but I wasn't over the moon about Mitch Trubisky either, even though he had a pretty darn good record for the Bears that included one super year. They parted ways. He's going to the Bills on a one-year contract, and, you know, we'll see what happens come this fall. But in Dalton, you get experience, less mobility. Gosh, I don't know, Scott. Neither one of them are an Aaron Rodgers, okay?
Here's what will happen. Mitch Trubisky will be the backup quarterback in Buffalo. And I think he's very happy with that at this time. So, yeah, we'll see. All right, 3:25. We're going to take a break, come back. Kevin Lehman, the coach, will join us. It'll be our off-the-glass segment as we talk men's college basketball. We're going to look at the NCAA tournament. We'll reveal our picks coming up as well here in just a little bit. You're listening to The Gym Class. Scott, Mark, and Ben today coming your way at 3:25 right here on KGYM.
Experience the most exciting college basketball of the year with BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Sign up today and receive $160 in free bets when you place a $10 wager. That's enough free action to bet the board during the first round of March matchups. Enter bonus code HANSEN160 when you place your first wager and then use your 16 $10 free bets to wager on every game throughout the day and night. And while you're at it, check out BetMGM's parlay selection builders, special odds boosts, in-play betting, and much more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code HANSEN160 to get $160 in free bets when you make a $10 wager. It's college hoopla time, so bet the board for free only at BetMGM. New customer offer paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Iowa only. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Okay, your bracket is complete. Now it's just waiting for the tip-off of the next game. So need a Cinderella story while you wait? Well, grab an ice-cold Coca-Cola and Quick Star's hand-breaded fried chicken. Yeah, not only the perfect meal for the tournament, but one that might just win you a trip to New Orleans to see next year's national championship. Purchase any 20-ounce Coke product with your rewards card and you're automatically entered. Any package of fried chicken, another entry. Purchase both together, 10 bonus entries. No purchase necessary. Quick Star, we got you covered.
Paint? No. Paramount isn't just paint. It's the number one paint in overall interior hide and stain resistance, providing the most advanced protection in just one coat. And now you can get that same outstanding protection with our new Paramount One Coat White. This first-of-its-kind one-coat ready mix white provides a beautiful white finish. You'll find Paramount paint exclusively at Menards. In third-party tests, interior paint claims versus super premium home center brands in eggshell sheen.
Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Savings are a mail-in rebate. See store for details.
Growing up on a farm, the youngest of nine kids, Chris had to prove himself, and he did, in the fields and on the court. As a Regina and Simpson College basketball player, he got the nickname Shooter, and it stuck. People still call him Shooter, even now that he's a Coldwell Banker real estate professional. His work ethic, skill, resourcefulness, and 20-plus years working in HVAC design and construction in the Iowa City area have made Chris Lehman the perfect realtor to buy or sell your home with. Get in touch at shootershomes.com.
Back with you on the Gym Class at 3:28, Thursday edition here on KGYM. Happy wrestling and basketball tournament day out there. And we're going to reveal our picks coming up here in just a moment, and among other things that we're going to talk with Kevin Lehman about. And it is our weekly segment on Thursdays called Off the Glass, and it is brought to you by Coldwell Banker and real estate professional Chris Lehman. With over 20-plus years working in HVAC design and construction, please trust Chris if you're in the market to buy or sell in Iowa City or the surrounding areas. You can read more online at shootershomes.com. That is shootershomes.com. And Kevin joining us here on a sun-bright Thursday here in eastern Iowa. Why wouldn't the sun be out in all its splendor for the first round of the NCAA tournament, the first one in over 700 days, Kevin?
And guess who is the first game to tip it off? Drake Bulldogs against Wichita State at 5:27. I can't wait, guys. It's been a long time since we had March Madness.
It's true. It's true. Before we get to the tournament, though, a few things to take care of. Number one, exit stage left, Steve Prohm. Enter stage right, TJ Otzelberger. I guess your thoughts. It did not take very long, did it?
No, and you kind of sense Jamie Power was going to move fast. And in this day and age, I think you have to. There's already 600 players in men's basketball in the transfer portal, and we're at March 18th. And I think you got to get somebody on board quick to keep Rashir Bolton and other guys there. And remember, your seniors can come back, so Solomon Young could come back for another year if wanted. And I think that is the very, I would say, comfortable hire, because T.J. Otzelberger, Mac hired him when he was a JUCO coach in Florida. He stayed on with Fred Hoiberg and then came back with Steve Prohm after going out west. Very familiar with the program, proved he can recruit. And then I think at South Dakota State, he proved he could coach, even though he inherited, you know, Mike Dom, the dominator at South Dakota State. Struggled a little bit this last year at UNLV, guys, but I think with COVID, maybe that can give him a pass there. But when you look at this, you know, of course, like John Beilein would have been your home run hire, or get Fred Hoiberg to come back, or Thad Mata, but I don't think that was going to happen.
About 2 hours, Kevin, you mentioned that Drake-Wichita State matchup appears to be a virtual toss-up. Wichita State winning the American Athletic, but got this seat basically because it doesn't have a very good net. Break this one down for us.
What you've got is, this is your typical old Wichita State, even under Greg Marshall. They use that play angry. They kind of do that still. They're going to defend. They're going to rebound. Isaac Brown was given that job on a permanent basis after Marshall was released. But here's what you're going to see, Mark. This is a team that's going to shoot a lot of free throws, and they're going to make threes, and they're going to defend the three-point line. Now, this is a Drake team that likes to drive it in there. And I like what I'm seeing out of Drake's big man inside. I think they can really, really do some damage there with Darnell Brody, because they got the big guy that can match up. And Anthony Murphy, I thought, was spectacular in the Valley Tournament as a post-up forward. And, of course, we've got the announcement they're going to get Tank Hemphill back, at least on a limited basis. And you got Darren DeVries with a new contract, so he's fired up and ready to go.
Yeah, what about that? They've got him in the back pocket, at least contract-wise, for a long, long time. Pretty good week to be Darren DeVries. He gets a new contract. Drake's in the tournament. His son is named Mr. Basketball in Iowa. Oh, by the way, he's going to come play for him. It's good to be Darren DeVries this week.
Yeah, D-Rock's having a good week, and if he can win one today, he'll feel even better about it. But I thought that was a good thing by the AD Harden to get done, get that, because you know there's going to be people come looking for Darren DeVries. He's been there 3 years, two coach of the years, a first-place finish. He struggled a bit last year. But what you wonder is, how much is the buyout for that contract?
Yeah. Yeah.
When does that kick in? Because he's going to be a hot commodity.
The only thing that went wrong this week for Darren DeVries was somebody national got a hold of a still shot. I don't know if you saw it on Twitter earlier, of Darren from his Applington days at the state tournament when all of the Applington players had mullets.
Yeah, I can remember that picture vividly, actually.
That's the only thing that went wrong for Coach DeVries this week.
Kevin, Saturday, late afternoon, into the evening, Iowa and Grand Canyon get together. Iowa with a 2 seed. What problems does Grand Canyon present as a 14 to 15 point underdog?
Well, you know, I'm a little bit familiar with some of this personnel from Grand Canyon, because I called their games a year and a half ago in Dan Marley's last season before Bryce Drew came in. So they're big Italian. Alexandro Laver, 6'10", can shoot threes, can post up. He's a little bit of a matchup nightmare as a four-man. He's shooting 40% from the threes. He leads them in threes. And they got the big guy inside you've heard about, Mittgard, 7 foot, 270, averaging 14 and 10. But he led the nation, this Mittgard at 7 foot, in field goal percentage. So that'll be a nice battle with Luka Garza. But you know, we know Luka's been hardened, because I think the Big Ten guys has had the best post players of any league in the country, and the best I've seen in the Big Ten for a long time. You go right down that list with those teams. But you're going to see a team, to answer your question, Mark, that's going to play like Wisconsin. It's going to be a slowdown. They're going to try to control the tempo and kind of win ugly. Iowa's got too much depth for this Grand Canyon team.
Too many guards, I think, as well. I really don't know what Grand Canyon's going to do against Joe Wieskamp especially, and C.J. Frederick to a certain extent. I think Iowa and I think Fran's got a lot of options to throw at him as far as those guys are concerned.
Yeah, now their junior guard, Javon Blackshear, was really highly touted coming out of high school. That was a big get for Dan Marley. He's only 5'11". They just don't have a lot of depth after him. And then Oscar Freyer, I remember that kid. He's their defensive stopper. He'll probably match up on Wieskamp. He's 6'5", can really defend. But once you get past that in their depth, they just don't have what the Hawkeyes have.
Kevin Lehman joining us here on the Gym Class at 3:35 on KGYM. What about the other teams in the Iowa quadrant? You've got VCU or Oregon, if Iowa is advancing to take the Hawkeyes on Monday. And then USC, you got the Wichita Drake winner. You got Kansas, and you got Eastern Washington in there as well. What do you see in the future?
I'm a little concerned with USC with Evan Mobley. He's going to be a top-five draft pick, a very athletic front-line guy, a little different from what Luka Garza has been used to guarding. That one concerns me coming out of that bracket. I don't think Kansas, you know, they got some COVID issues. I don't know if they're going to be at full strength when they come in there. So maybe Drake can knock off Wichita State and knock Southern Cal out of there for the Hawks. I thought the Hawks got a disservice, though, guys, getting seeded in the West with Gonzaga. I thought they'd been, you know, that would have made them the eighth seed of all as you go down the seed lines. I thought they'd have a better situation than that. That was a little disappointing. I don't think Oregon has the front line to hang with the Hawks. So I've got the Hawks playing Gonzaga to get down that Elite Eight to make the trip to the national championship in the Final Four.
Kevin, I wanted to ask you your opinion as a former coach and as a commentator in the NCAA tournament, and I don't want any game to come down to officiating, but we know what officiating has been like in the Big Ten, and there are those, and Scott and I have debated this privately, that the Big Ten may suffer because a lot of banging goes on among those centers that you mentioned. Will it be the same in the NCAA tournament? Do teams need to adjust? What's your experience?
Mark, you have to adjust early because these officials will try to set the standard early in the game. So you don't want to get one of those early cheap fouls, whether it's guarding a ball screen or that's setting the illegal screen. And we're talking about Luka Garza because Iowa's issue is they don't have a lot of depth there with Jack Nungy's injury. So what you tell your team is you got to really, you know, play within your boundaries early in the game. And I think officials will eventually let you loosen it up. But I think I might have told you guys what officials said. You know, there's no crowds in there affecting officials' calls. And they've also told me this, the officials, the coaches are not playing to the crowds. So that has made these games, I've seen less fouls called in the games I've called. And I think you saw the same thing in the Big Ten. But this has been debated for years, guys, that the Big Ten gets hurt going into the NCAA tournament because the league is so physical and it's called differently in the NCAA.
Could be. You mentioned officials, and we're going to be without six officials for the NCAA tournament, including a couple top guys, Ted Valentine and John Higgins. And so, you know, you got to bring in more people as far as the pool is concerned to call these games. So you're going to have some people maybe not with the experience that you've had in the past at some of these venues.
Well, again, you know, COVID wins another battle, even with the officials. I thought that was a really strange situation. If you've read it, you know, their room wasn't ready, so they went out to dinner, and evidently one of them tested positive, so it knocked the other ones out because of contact tracing. So, again, COVID this thing's not going to go smooth, guys. There's going to be some disruptions throughout this tournament.
But as of right now, every team tested negative or passed the protocols. The deadline was last night, I believe, or yesterday afternoon. So we're at least starting with 68. We'll see if it ends that way, right, Kevin?
Yeah, but I tell you what, Mark, there's a couple teams that lost some guys, like Loyola's going to play against Georgia Tech, and Georgia Tech's big man, Moses Wright, had a positive test. You know, this kid's averaging 17 and 8. I was looking forward to the Krutwig-Moses Wright matchup, but Wright's not going to play, at least in that first game. So I think that gives a huge advantage to Loyola in that 8-9 battle we're going to see in the, I think they're in the Midwest bracket. So there's going to be some things like that. You know, we talked about, and here's a strange one. I mean, what do you do with Virginia, guys? You picked them to advance. They're going to come in and get tested tomorrow, I think, and then play Saturday. They will not have practiced maybe one day before they play against Ohio, a pretty good team out of the MAC.
Yeah, not a bad team. And they are in the West in there as far as the Hawks are concerned. Kevin Lehman joining us off the glass here at 3, coming up on 3:41 here on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Have we waited long enough? Is it time to put to put it out there as far as who we like in the Final Four and our national champions here?
We have to do it before 5:30 when the game tips off.
Yeah. No doubt, although we don't get points for these games. I mean, Mark says we should get a half a point for these first four play-in games. So maybe next year, I told him.
See, I have that argument with Rob Brooks every year because I usually win those battles, and he doesn't want to count those first four. But you've got Michigan State, UCLA. You've got to count that game.
Yeah, you would think, as well as the others. The Mount taking on Texas Southern and Norfolk State and Appalachian State. Coming up as well. All right. Who do you like in let's just start in the West. You said Gonzaga and Iowa is your Elite Eight matchup. Do the Hawks have a chance in the rematch?
Well, I tell you, first of all, guys, here's what I think of the Big 12 and the Big 10. Of my Sweet 16, 10 of my teams are the Big 10 or the Big 12.
Ooh.
10 of the 16.
I'm not far behind you. I am not far behind you.
Yeah.
Maybe we just seen too much.
I tell you what I got, Scott. I have Iowa matching up with Gonzaga, but I still have visions of that Gonzaga team in December. I just don't think the Hawks can get this done, especially without Jack Dungy. That's a concern I have. And we saw how good Jalen Suggs was in that game, and he's only gotten better as the season's gone on. So I got Gonzaga coming out of that West region, beating the Hawks in the Elite Eight.
Mark, who do you have?
I have the same thing, and it's the same analysis that Kevin just gave. Until somebody proves – Gonzaga is the only undefeated team in the country. And until someone proves differently, and I don't think there's anybody in this region that can match up with the Zags, maybe Iowa to a certain extent on a very good day. But I have Gonzaga and Iowa in the Elite Eight, and Gonzaga moving on.
I do, too. Same thing. But I'll tell you this. I got Iowa just getting by USC in the Sweet 16. I'm with you, Kevin. I think Mobley is going to be a nightmare for everybody. And he's going to be out there to prove his worth as far as the NBA draft stock is concerned. And he's going to be a handful. And I think USC beats Kansas. So... call me crazy on that. So,
great minds think alike. I've got the same thing going there, Scott. Let me ask you this one though: in that 12-5, Cal Santa Barbara versus Creighton, who are you picking on that one? Because that's got upset written all over it.
Well, I've got a 12 beating a 5, but it's not that one. I think Creighton's going to survive just barely for Coach Mack.
I looked at that Santa Barbara team; they got 7 transfers.
Yeah.
You know, their best players from Oregon State. They got another kid from Oregon, and they got one from Steve Alford at Nevada. They are loaded with transfers. They haven't lost since December, this Cal State Santa Barbara team. I think Creighton's going to have some issues with that one.
Fighting gauchos.
We should have prefaced this segment by saying these are sure to go wrong, right?
Right.
Well, and you have to have the bracket of integrity. Now, you can't be erasing as you
No.
No, of course not. That would be unethical. Right below it in the East, that's where Michigan is the number one. Mark, I'll let you go first and divulge your Elite Eight matchup and who's going to win.
Well, without livers, I don't have as much confidence in Michigan as I once did. I've got Michigan losing to LSU in the second round, and I like Florida State to beat LSU in the next round. On the bottom portion of that bracket, Roll Tide and Alabama into the Final Four.
Ooh, all right. I know I shouldn't, but I've been brainwashed by watching Juwan Howard. Livers or not, I think Michigan's going to get there beating Alabama in a great SEC football Big Ten matchup in the Elite Eight. I got BYU winning two games, though. I love the Cougars. I love the Cougars in this one. Kevin, what do you think?
You've been on that Cougar bandwagon. I'm kind of along with Mark here. I don't think Michigan can do it with Isaiah Livers. I think that's too big a loss for that team. And we saw them struggle a little bit in the Big Ten tournament. But I had Florida State against Alabama, and I really struggled with this Texas versus Bama in the Sweet 16 because I think Texas is loaded with talent. And I also struggle with Florida State and Alabama. And don't tell Rob Brooks, but I'm going to flip. I just penciled Alabama in before we started the show over Florida State. So I've got Alabama coming out of that.
All right, you guys got Alabama.
They're beating Florida State to get there.
Okay. All right, so we differ there. I've got Michigan. You guys got Alabama. Let's go to the South. I'll kick things off here. Baylor's the number one seed in there. I have it coming down to Baylor. Yeah, this is a real going out on a limb here. I've got Baylor and Ohio State, but call me a homer. I've got Ohio State headed to the Final Four out of this one. And I've got Winthrop beating Villanova. And I almost took him to beat Purdue as well, but I did not. And I like Texas Tech out of the bottom, too.
You want me to go next
year? Yeah, yep. Kevin, go ahead.
I'm thinking the same thing you are. I've got Baylor versus Ohio State, and I'm with you. I got the Buckeyes. I got my Buckeyes going to the Final Four. I like that as guards. C.J. Walker, Dwayne Washington, I think they're really good, but they got to have Kyle Young's got to be healthy. He's their muscle. He's their enforcer. The Buckeyes got to have him. If they do, I think this Baylor team has never come back full strength since their COVID layoff, and they are susceptible to get beat by the Buckeyes.
Mark.
I've got I'm going to make it unanimous. I've got Ohio State going to the Final Four, beating Baylor. Scott, I also have Winthrop winning that opening round game against Villanova. I got Purdue winning a couple games. But I just, even though it has lost nine games, a lot to like about Ohio State. So give me the Buckeyes in the Final Four.
All right. Then that leaves us with the Midwest.
Let me ask you this, guys. Did you pick Utah State to beat Tech? That seems to be the sexy pick.
No.
No, I've got Tech going all the way to the Sweet 16 and barely losing to Ohio State.
Yeah, so do I. I think Tech's a very dangerous team.
What do you like in the Midwest, Kevin?
Well, here's my I've got a great battle between Loyola and Illinois, but Illinois coming out of that one. I hope that matchup comes because I want to see that defense of Loyola against this high-powered offense of Illinois. I think that'll be a great matchup. And I want to see Crutwig go against Kofi Coburg. I think that is going to show people how good the Valley is. But Loyola can't win that one. And then I've got Okie State. That's my dangerous team coming out of this Midwest bracket. So it'll be Illinois, Okie State, and I got Illinois winning that. West Virginia, Houston. I like his Houston team. But I have, coming out of that, Illinois is going to be in Houston. Illinois is going to be in the Final Four. We're going to have two Big Ten teams on my bracket in the Final Four.
Mark.
Here's where it gets squirrely, and you can crank up the laughing machine, Scott.
All right.
But Kevin makes me feel a little bit better. Even though Illinois has played really, really well, I think it's going to get knocked off by Oklahoma State and Cade Cunningham. I think West Virginia is a very dangerous team with the defensive plays. But I got the Houston Cougars moving on to the Final Four. It's a very guard-oriented team. The American Athletic is not the Big Ten or the Big 12. But the Cougars have won 7 in a row, and they can shoot the 3. Call me crazy. I like Houston in the Final Four.
Well, call me crazier because this is my third Big Ten team. Give me Illinois and going to the Final Four. But they beat my dark horse. Watch the Aztecs of San Diego State. I've got them going to the Elite Eight. That's a good basketball team out of the Mountain West. And
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Scott. I had a hard time picking West Virginia over San Diego State. I think they're really talented. And Mark, I'm right with you. I think this Houston team, even though I have Illinois beat them, I would not be surprised if Houston gets the Final Four. They can really guard. And you mentioned they're great guards. And, you know, Kelvin Sampson has proved. That dude can coach now. Kelvin Sampson can coach.
Yeah.
All right, I will go first. I've got the Illini winning it all. I think they break the hearts of the Bulldogs, Zags, Gonzaga, whatever you want to call them. I think Illinois cuts down the nets. Mark?
I've got Gonzaga, again, the only undefeated team in the bracket. Strange things can happen, but I think Gonzaga is going to join Indiana as an undefeated national champion, beating Houston in the title game.
Kevin?
I think the pressure of being undefeated will catch up to the Bulldogs of Gonzaga, and the Illini will be crowned the champions.
Kevin and I have Illinois.
Mark's... The Big Ten is due, man. It's been 2000. It's been 21 years. The Big Ten's got to bring home the gold.
If they don't this year, it may not happen. Of course, we'll see. We'll see. They probably all get wiped out early on. I don't know. Anyway,
that's the beauty of the bracket. They could all be gone.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
We have some land shark on this, Kevin, or what?
You know what? When the Bulldogs pop, tip off at 5:30, I'm going to pop a lid off one right then. Yeah, we could do that, Mark.
All right, sounds good. Well, Kevin, enjoy the basketball. We'll talk next week, and we'll know a lot more then, or maybe we will know a lot less then. Who knows?
All right, well, may your brackets be shiny for the weekend, guys.
All right, enjoy yours it. Too. Yours too. Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it. Kevin Lehman, the coach, joining us, and it's Off the Glass, brought to you by Chris Lehman at Shooters Homes. com. We will take a break, come back, and we will get you updated on what's happening on the lanes from Wednesday night with Bowling Night in America when we come back here on KGYM.
There's always that one team that ruins your bracket. That's why this year, betting on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, is the way to go. Because on FanDuel, your first bet is risk-free. It doesn't matter if you're betting on the USC Trojans or the Iowa Hawkeyes. New users get up to $1,000 in site credit back if you don't win your first bet. FanDuel has odds on all the action. With games day and night, an easy-to-use app, multiple deposits, and fast withdrawals, your next chance to win with FanDuel is only minutes away. And if that's not enough, FanDuel wants to make you a millionaire. They're giving $1 million to one lucky bettor. New and existing users get an additional shot at the payout every day you bet the tourney. So if you want a shot at becoming a millionaire or even a thousandaire, download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Just use promo code KUHN so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code KUHN. Must be 21 plus and present in Iowa. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply for $1 million drawing. Risk-free offer for first online real money wager only. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BET. That's off.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired sports commentator Dick Vitale.
Tonight's matchup is me versus an ugly fender bender. If I can eke out a win, it would be a miracle, baby.
Mr. Vitale, it wouldn't be a miracle because GEICO gives you a team of experts to help manage your claim.
That's going to be a nail biter.
Nope. The GEICO team is there for you 24/7.
Now that's a dipsy dude, dunkaroo of a claims team. GEICO is awesome, baby, with a capital A.
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
cleanliness and safety are essential to the success of any business. That's why Cintas has introduced our Total Clean program, a one-of-a-kind service that includes scheduled deliveries of essential cleaning supplies, hygienically cleaned uniforms, and on-site sanitizer and disinfectant services to help eliminate germs. Learn what the Cintas Total Clean program can do for you.
Oh, I'm ready!
Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym. And it was a Wednesday, St. Patrick's Day edition of Bowling Night in America. And this wrapped up brought to you by good friends at May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids, right off of Williams Boulevard, I should say. The home of Bowling Night in America. And a pretty good night for the old Rusty Nails last night.
Yeah, the Nails got off to an 18-2 start after two games and hung on for a 21-9 victory last night. Very solid. Moved the Rusty Nails into a tie for fourth in the Adult Evergreen League. And led by Rod Bruner, who had the fifth highest series in the league last night.
Well done. Well done, Rod.
Also well done, Ryan Bundy is really on a roll lately. A 280-game, 772 series for Ryan. Our friend Wayne Selkin, second with a 758. So, once again, some good scores in the league. And finally, Scott, I don't know if you caught the news, Walter Ray Williams and Pete Weber are retiring.
Yeah.
From the Pro Bowling Association.
Not going to be the same, especially without Pete Weber.
No, that's for sure.
Whether you, as he put out, whether you hated me or you loved me, you watched.
Yep. Gotta love it.
And good for him. Great career for both of those guys. And they go out in retirement. But we're not going to say that you're going to be as good as those two gentlemen, but the pro shop and certainly can help you out at May City if you want to give them a call and also want to stop by for some open bowling. Summer leagues are getting together and forming as well.
Yeah, you got to start somewhere, don't you?
Absolutely.
May City Bowl is a good place to start. If you have any questions about open bowling, league bowling, the pro shop, give them a call, 362-0136, or plenty of information at the website, MayCityBowlCR.com.
Don't forget, Bracket Challenge, the KGYM Bracket Challenge presented by Imon Communication, goes through 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. You still have a chance to get your bracket in, and we've got all kinds of them lined up and ready to go. Record submissions, thank you to all our listeners out there. We do appreciate it, including 9267 on the text line. If Iowa makes the Elite Eight to face Gonzaga, that would be an even more of a great season. I would agree as far as that is concerned. Stay tuned. Todd and Alex are next from 4 until 5. They'll get you ready for the first four, which starts in 10 minutes with Mount St. Mary's in action against Texas Southern. Be very interesting to see how much is talked about as, of course, we got hashtag not NCAA property on the eve of the NCAA tournament that a lot of the athletes are clicking in on right now. So may your brackets stay uncrumpled and what? Checked out free, Mark.
Yeah, and I haven't experienced that for a while, so we'll see what happens come the first of the week. But looking forward to the games. Hope you are too. And we'll talk to you next week, right?
That's right, next Tuesday on the program. Stay tuned. Todd and Alex coming your way next on KGYM. Enjoy the basketball. Enjoy the wrestling.
You run a business and you need better wireless. Three words, no more compromise. With the T-Mobile Business Advantage, you get the largest 5G network, award-winning customer support, and insanely great value. No trade-offs. Right now, get up to 90 days of unlimited free on business plans when you switch via bill credits. Stop in to find out more. Plus taxes.